mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It is Wednesday, the ninth day of March 2005. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. We're going to have wide open phones, take a bunch of your calls on any news item, any issue, anything you'd like to cover or discuss, any questions or comments. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. And first-time callers, long-time callers, people who disagree, you're all welcome. Zero censorship. You want to talk about any issue, you're welcome to do it right here on the broadcast. 1-800-259-9231. Because we can defend our ideas here. We can defend the facts and information we cover. I mentioned this yesterday, but when we get back in the second segment, I want to cover it in some detail. Student in high school zombie terror threat facing serious jail time, and they now admit that it was a story about zombies busting out of the ground. Didn't even mention his school by name, and he'd simply written an article, and his grandparents saw it and did the right thing. They called the government on him, and all the police just say, you write about zombies killing people, you go to jail. Young men whose fathers are in the Marine Corps write articles about their father's M16 and his backpack, and they get arrested. Or you take a plastic Dixie knife and fork to school, you get kicked out of school. This is all part of the new freedom, training our children how to live in the new America. And that dovetails with a story out of WNBC out of New York. Girl Scouts vow to take NYPD and Cookie Ticket Flap to take them on. The young girl was their number one cookie seller there, and she was in her old neighborhood with her father selling cookies, and the police screamed at them and said, get over here, and ticketed them and said, no cookie sales without a license. So, got to have a license for everything today. It's, again, what America's all about, learning how to serve the government, learning how to be good slaves. Everything's designed to shut down small business or anything that's independent, and to empower the big global corporations. Interesting article out of the Associated Press. Ohioans could be arrested for not telling police their name in total violation of the Fifth Amendment. An axe murderer caught with a bloody axe doesn't have to, in a truckload of bodies, doesn't have to answer questions. It's called the Fifth Amendment. But now they're telling the general public we have to, but buried in this article out of the Associated Press, they mention, oh, by the way, Ohio's about to pass a law where cities and counties can't throw out the Patriot Act. Very interesting. Bush demands Syria out of Lebanon by May. And they're beating the war drums to invade. China to have 800 missiles aimed at Taiwan in 06, the defense minister says, and they say they may invade. Also want to talk about Mount St. Helens, another eruption. And they've had a whole bunch of earthquakes just north of Mount St. Helens, just north of Washington State, up off the coast of Canada. Hundreds of moderate quakes in the last week. And you can find it on foreign geological websites, but for some reason the USGS isn't talking about it. And now we have St. Helens. You know, whether it's part of some cycle or whether this is new, there is increased volcanic and tectonic activity. There's increased bizarre weather activity. And I believe it has to do with the sun, with Sol, the center of our solar system, two-thirds of the way out with spiral arm of the Milky Way galaxy. We'll be right back. Stay with us. It'll be jam-packed.
Hey, Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
Hello folks, Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up in about 20 minutes, I'm going to play an episode, a small portion of a piece they did on The Daily Show, so we can analyze the propaganda within this so-called alternative media piece. And we have cut out the mild profanity, so it'll be child-listening-friendly out there. So that's coming up, and then I want to get into the homosexual sex slave rings, the underage call boys. In the mainstream news in the last almost 20 years in Republican White Houses, very serious, and now it's breaking into the mainstream media. But they're desperately trying to put their spin on it. And, of course, we're going to have wide open phones today. I'm going to give each caller about 60 seconds because I want to give everybody a chance to get involved on air. In fact, we're going to go to calls in this segment. Then I want to get into something I mentioned yesterday but didn't detail, student in high school zombie terror threat for writing a fiction article, which they admit is fiction. He's facing years in jail as a terrorist. And, of course, Girl Scouts can't sell their Girl Scout cookies without a license in New York. The police hit them and hit them hard. Ohio is trying to pass federally manipulated law, among other things, so that they cannot, at the county and city level, throw out the Patriot Act, something now, what, five states and 400-plus cities and towns have done? They're beating the war drums big time for Iran and Syria. No matter how much they comply, they get kicked around. Meanwhile, North Korea is threatening to nuke us. Pakistan's saying they'll kill U.S. troops. We're going, oh, we love you. Oh, we love you. Oh, we love you, China. You say you're going to invade Taiwan. We love you. So we've got to the latest threats from China here against Taiwan, plus the unusual activities and the latest eruption from Mount St. Helens that took place yesterday, March 8th. And it was a pretty good size eruption, and just volcanic and tectonic activity is off the charts in recorded history all over the planet, as is bizarre weather. Is it part of a normal cycle? Or is it part of a more rare cycle caused by sun activity, as many top experts are saying it is? Also, polar history shows melting ice cap may be a natural cycle. Well, they've known that for a long time. This is some new studies out on that. That I'm not as worried about. But this volcanic activity caused by the sun heating up and then causing the Earth's core to heat up, causing more magma to expand into areas of the crust. We'll talk about that coming up. But first, I do want to kind of go to your calls, do things a little bit different today. But before I do that, folks, this is not hype. The best video I've produced, my 12th film, is Martial Law 9/11 Rise of the Police State. And it's got the long title because really it's three films. It's 2 hours, 35 minutes long. It is of the highest production quality I've ever done. It is totally riveting, nonstop, hard-hitting. The first 35 minutes is the hover blimps, the police threatening to arrest us, the fake terror alerts, the face-scanning cameras, the sound wave weapons, people being put in the camp. Camp X-Ray during the RNC. Shall we show you the police state in America? Then we spend a little over an hour. First, we confront Michael Moore and show how his film was a whitewash and how it actually acts like Bush was just a bumbling idiot who vacationed too much and accidentally let 9/11 happen because he was friends with the Saudis. That's a whitewash. We show how the globalists orchestrated 9/11, how they carried it out in total detail. I mean, it, just by itself, it's already being hailed as the best 9/11 film out there, and I have to be honest with you, that's my opinion. I made the first 9/11 film. I've made the preeminent 9/11 films. Major publications reported that Moore basically ripped off Road to Tyranny. Regardless, this is my greatest work. That's the second part. The third part's an hour long. And it gets into Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove. We confront David Gergen. We show the Nazi connection, the Thule Society, the Thule Society. Who really runs the New World Order? Right through Arnold and MSG, and how the Nazis were there in 39 in that very same auditorium giving the same type speeches. We go right through it. We show the Bushes and the Nazis, interview John Buchanan and others. It's just amazing. Greg Palast, it's all in there, and we go right through to Bush's inauguration. And we show Bush giving his oath of office and then how he's totally violated it. We go right down the line in a final 5 minutes. I mean, it is the big 1-2 punch. It's a big left hook and a powerful jab from the right and then just a crashing blow, you know, with the metal chair over the head. Just a bombshell. It is very effective, and we're putting the labels on the videos and getting ready to ship them out. We don't start shipping them Friday. We'll be shipping them on Monday, probably Friday. So you can go ahead and order a hard copy of the video right now. Martial Law 911, Rise of the Police State. Evil has spread across the land. Martial Law 911, Rise of the Police State exposes the high-tech control grid that is being set up across America. Out of the ashes of September 11th, the dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Learn the terrifying secret that holds the future of the world in its grasp. From the front lines of the police state to the darkest sanctum of the secret society that controls it, martial law reveals the master plan of a group hell-bent on capturing America today and tomorrow the world. The New World Order has set in motion the Fourth Reich. Martial law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media, plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documentation and the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. And just the reviews are just rave reviews by folks that have had a chance to see it on PrisonPlanet.tv. And I just hope that you'll go to PrisonPlanet.tv. We have monthly and yearly subscriptions. It takes about a minute to sign up. Get your own passcode that you create. And you can watch the three parts of the film in high bandwidth, high quality, low quality of your dial-up. All my other films, my book, Paul Watson's book, dozens of other films have been authorized to post. My best audio interviews. It's a ridiculous deal. $4.95 for a month. And you really get 3 months for free if you sign up for a year. Big discount there. PrisonPlanet.tv. You can download it right there on the site as well. And I don't even care if you share it with friends. I just want to get it out to people. But if you're going to share it, download it yourself and give it to people that way. Because I just, even though we have two servers for PrisonPlanet.tv, it's been having trouble because everybody's been sharing the information. And it's hard for people that paid to get on and see it. And look, we couldn't continue this without charging. You know, when I got $5,000-$6,000 bandwidth bills, I said, that's it, I got to do something. And so the membership's just paying for it, basically. PrisonPlanet.tv, of course, after the first few days, it's gotten easy to watch now. We even expanded bandwidth again, so it's streaming fine for you. We're going to be putting more free clips of the film up. We've already done that for everybody to go watch. But PrisonPlanet.tv to go watch it, or call toll-free right now and order it so you're the first to get it when we ship these suckers out. 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. It's $25.95. Because it's three films in one, and it is well worth it. 888-253-3139, or order a hard copy via Infowars.com and the secure, safe shopping cart, or, again, 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. All right, let's go to your calls here, as promised. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Alaska. John, go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hello, sir.
I ran across a little press release here in our Anchorage Daily newspaper yesterday. This was released yesterday. That's titled, U.S. Government Resorts to Terror Tactics and Manages Its Workforce. Now, you've been talking about how the government's going to come down on its own people, you know, in the United States. But here it's talking about, even if you work for the government, you're not exempt. They're going to come down on you.
So what does it say they're doing to their own minions?
Okay, I'm going to read a little bit of this to you. It said, federal unions serve an important and valuable service to the American taxpayer and to Congress.
Oh, yeah, they're busting all those up. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Indians and Russians are going to get those jobs.
Right.
Already 70-plus percent of our hardware, military hardware, is made in Europe. Go ahead.
They do something taxpayers and our representatives don't have the time to do themselves. They are the watchdogs of the agencies that they serve. There is a push in the government to rewrite personal rules to take away the tools unions need to do their job. Unions cannot make sure the agencies stay within the confines of protection of employees of their right to bargain collectively are taken away or curtailed. By using various scare tactics in the name of national security, the Departments of Homeland Security and Defense have been able to bully their way to establish a radical new personnel system that will not only reduce pay and undermine morale, but also strip away basic worker rights.
Well, let me just stop you. That's all true. That started 2 years ago. They even use anti-terror investigations. But the bigger thing is, under the new national ID card, standardized state driver's license, you're going to have a certification to have any job. So it's going to be in the private sector, too. It's a reign of terror. I'll tell you what. Email that article. Go to PrisonPlanet.com. And it says contact webmaster. Send it to that email. We'll get that posted.
Okay.
What else does it say about the terror tactics they're using?
Well, it's saying that so with the implementation of the national security personnel system comes the removal of one of the last means taxpayers have of insuring
effectiveness. Yeah, whistleblowing under the Patriot Act is illegal. We'll be right back. Thanks for that great call.
My doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cartavite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cartavite, that's all changed now. I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cartavite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cartavite.
We all use Cartavite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cartavite. Cartavite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cartavite. You can find more information at www.cartovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cartavite is a natural thing. To the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Go to fight.
To the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of the U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Let's go back to your calls. Let's talk to Thomas in Oregon. You're on the air. Welcome.
How's it going, Alex?
Good, sir.
All right, man. Hey, did you get a chance to watch CNN at all last night?
No, I don't watch a lot of television.
No, it's good for you anyway. Well, I was surfing through a little bit last night, and I caught this bit they had on how easy it is for terrorists to buy firearms here in the U.S.
Well, I've been seeing the text reports of that, and again, you see them all of a sudden. Oh, we've got to use the national ID card for this because terrorists are going to buy guns and shoot all of us. That's the new angle on gun control. And some conservative talk show hosts are saying maybe we should restrict guns. It's conservative.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. I mean, they went and bought a 50 caliber rifle, and it was like,
a 50 caliber rifle has never been used in a crime in the United States. It was used in one armored car robbery.
I think in Northern California, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was correcting myself. One armored car robbery, and then one time the IRA used it in Ireland against some British troops. When all guns are banned over there to begin with, and the point is that this is just, look, they want to get you used to banning calibers. Arnold's already banned them in California. He's banning lots of different types of ammo. They want to ban stuff down to 40 caliber now. They're dead serious, Republicans love it. They love Arnold.
Well, after I got done with that, I was much more entertained. I got a chance to watch Martial Law last night, and that was absolutely your best work ever, hands down. Your little giddy with David Gergen was just hilarious. I almost cried. Well, I did cry a little bit on that. But
here I am going, sir, are you part of Rituals? And he starts saying, none of your bleeping business.
Yeah,
he doesn't deny it.
He got pretty upset with you. So that was, it was just funny to watch how riled you got him. I mean, just from that simple question and how it was all of a sudden you're an ambushed journalist, which I thought was also funny. But you were misquoted in that. You did misquote in that film, though, on the second part. About 20 minutes into the show, Manuhiri Yamasaki, the architect of the World Trade Center.
Yes.
The quote in there that you had was that that he went on record days after 9/11 and said that they designed the towers to take multiple jumbo jet strikes.
Yes.
Okay, well, he's dead, though. So he didn't go on air saying that days after because he's dead. He's been dead since 86.
Well, I was using his. There was a whole body. Let me be clear.
Yeah, the company.
I show several news articles, and he said that it would take multiple jumbo jet strikes. And so if I kind of merged in the quick voiceover, what I said a whole bunch of experts, and then I said, first I said his name, then I said multiple jumbo jet hits, and I might have kind of merged a bunch of quotes just in the, trying to quickly. Say what the experts. I said experts went on record.
Well,
if it's not clear, who knows? I might change it.
Well, you know how the pundits are, and if they get, if they do any of their research, they'll go after whatever they can get. Other than that, that film was just awesome, Alex. That was your best work, hands down. I mean, if anyone's ever seen any of your work and has enjoyed it, they're going to love it. I can hardly wait till it comes out on DVD.
We even have the video clip of it. In fact, I know it's in the computer. Not just the designer, but the engineer who built it told PBS it was meant to take multiple strikes.
Oh, I don't doubt that whatsoever. I'm just saying, the pundits, when they hear that, though, they're going to take it as, how did this guy say this, and he's been dead for 15 years.
Well, he said it was meant to take multiple strikes, and then I said other experts. But if it's not clear,
The way it was said on the film anyway, it was, just said he said the way it was mentioned is that gentleman had said it days after 9/11.
No, that's
but
a good point. I need to make that more clear.
Yeah,
right.
Instead you should make it say, well, the company, the firm that did that, because the firm did say that. You're totally right, because I did the research. I've been up all night long playing with this, and I did the research, and the company did say that, no doubt about it. It was just days after.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. It's funny you mentioned this. We actually have the PBS clip of the head engineer, not the architect, the head engineer. Of course, Yamasaki also said it was meant to take multiple hits, but we have the engineer days after 9/11 saying it. And so what I think I'll do is I think I will grab that clip. In fact, let me just tell the folks running the show. If you go to prisonplanet.com, one of the 30, 40 stories we put up today, I don't have the computer on in front of me, says, lessons learned from the Madrid collapse lessons learned from the Madrid versus Towers collapse. And if you click on that, it goes to what really happened. We also have the video clip, but it's just right there on the site. Or go to my WTC7 collapse site, and we have that clip there too. And it's chief engineer says buildings designed to take multiple hits, and I want to grab that clip for people. All right, thank you for the call. I want to jam more calls in here. I said I'd keep each caller to about a minute, but the last two callers have had really good points, so I kept them on longer. We got to move a little bit quicker because I want to get to everybody. Bunch of news coming up as well. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You've heard about POS from BioWax International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
All right, I'm grabbing that clip of the chief engineer on PBS saying it was designed to take multiple large jet aircraft collisions. What I do in the film is I throw up Yamasaki, I throw up a bunch of other articles with other engineers. We only spend about 45 seconds on it, and if it's confusing, I guess people that get the first version of it are gonna have that kind of collector's item. And then if that's the case, if it's not clear, I've got to go back and watch it. I will change that, even though I'm about to have the DVD made. In fact, it's going to be sent off today. Guess it'll get sent off tomorrow. Guess I'll be up all night. But if it's not clear, but you know, that's the problem with all of this. If things aren't completely clear, it does confuse people. But when you're talking about mountains of evidence, you know, the underwriter saying this, and the designer saying it, and the engineer saying it, and you know, the head of a engineering college saying it, and we show all these people, just rapid fire all these articles, and you know, I'm in there. I kind of do things backwards. I put all the articles together, and then I just sit there and voice them as I look at the screen. That's why I hope everybody gets Martial Law 911 Rise of the Police State. It really is my best work. And it's available right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. You can watch it online or call toll-free to get a copy. 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Before I go to Joe and David and Eric and Harvey and everybody else that's patiently holding, I don't want to spend all day on this because there's just so much other really, really important news. Like this headline, could the supervolcano nightmare come true? London Independent, or large plume blows and billows for Mount St. Helens? I mean, these are the serious articles I want to have time to get to. U.S. Marine calls public story of Saddam capture fiction. Blown away from Discover magazine, talking about the clouds of depleted uranium blowing into the United States, amongst other things. I mean, they've used thousands of tons of this stuff. Serbia, in Iraq, in Afghanistan, it's serious. It's not just hurting our troops and those poor people over there, my friends. Also, stocks are trying to stem their slide, but they keep sliding. Oil touches $55 a barrel despite increased supply. I thought it was about supply and demand, not when you have a rigged system. But I wanted to talk about this. I mean, this has been now on CNN. It's been all over TV. I don't watch much TV, but I went on a few days of vacation this weekend, so I watched a few hours of TV. And I saw CNN. I saw the piece you're about to hear from The Daily Show. We're going to hear a small part of it. I saw several Fox News, and the spin's the same. Look how bad the alternative media is. Why, they've got man whores, basically male call madams running things. You can't trust the alternative media. It's not alternative media. This is the White House paid fake alternative media neocon site because we're taking over the web. They've got to put their shills in there. And we've exposed this, so this is the establishment trying to infiltrate, but they turn it around, CNN and The Daily Show and all these places, as if it's the alternative media that's done this. No, it's the mainstream media being paid CIA paychecks. That came out in the church hearings in the 70s, some of the last church hearings they had, about CIA payoffs. I mean, this is the facts of what we're talking about. And now it's worse than ever with Armstrong Williams, and it's just thousands of these people. But this is how they're masters of spin. And of course, all the new reports are coming out for the year of 2004. Always takes a few months after for it to come out. Record numbers. 79 million Americans got more of their news from alternative websites than they got it from the mainstream news. And it's much higher than that. I mean, if I'm getting 10 million individual visitors a month to my little websites, which are dwarfed by some of the alternative sites out there, the globalists have got big problems. Big, 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 big problems. And we take their news, we decipher it, we show their lies, we show their propaganda, we show the legislation right next to it. People want that. They want critical analysis. Now, there is a mass of people, probably 100 plus million, who could care less, who live their lives playing video games and watching their sitcoms and dramas. Their friends or the imaginary characters on TV, they're getting dumber, while a large portion of us are getting smarter. And there are just more and more people. I mean, we have millions of people out there scanning information, checking every fact, cross-referencing. And that just makes us get better and better and hone our facts and make them more precise and more cross-referenced, like you heard with the last caller. I haven't checked it out yet, but if it's the case, I'm going to change it. That's why we're so effective. We have millions of brains. The globalists don't have that with their NSA and their CIA. And most of their people aren't bad. They're compartmentalized doing real jobs. It's very small cabals of criminals doing this, or it's nepotism, their family members, the globalist family members writing hit pieces, or dumbed down ideologues who just buy the party line but who are so innately stupid they can't write good counters to us. They're failing. So here is the clip from The Daily Show, which is, sounds like it's bashing Bush, but it's really not. It's very sophisticated. And then we'll play that. We did find that clip of the chief engineer of the World Trade Center saying it was meant to take multiple large jet aircraft impacts. But let's go ahead and go to this clip.
There's an information revolution at hand. From Matt Drudge to Memogate, We've been hearing a lot about the new journalism.
But what is the new journalism?
And what's in it for you?
To begin your career in new journalism, you need the lay of the land.
Professor of Journalism, Jay Rosen.
The seal of approval that the old media once had doesn't mean the same thing anymore. People are not as impressed by the fact that it's CBS News as they once were. And so journalism now is going to be something that pros and amateurs do.
So there are no rules.
Yeah.
Ready? Let's get started. Step one, create a persona.
The first step in creating a news persona is to choose an ideology.
And with over one to choose from, it shouldn't take long.
Next, give yourself a catchy news name and make sure to hide your sordid past.
Like ex-gay porn webmaster James Gookert, he became Jeff Gannon of right-wing Talon News and ended up just 20 feet from the president.
Senate Democratic leaders have painted a very bleak picture of the U.S. economy. How are you going to work with people who seem to have divorced themselves from reality?
If a man whore can do it, anyone can.
Credibility established, it's time to launch your blog.
You are yourself a blogger.
I am a blogger. Thank you for wearing pants. Thank me for wearing pants.
The joke is, you know, bloggers
make sure to give your blog the right name. If you're conservative, you'll want strong words that show that you love your country.
They work best in combination, like freeforceamerica.com or strongeaglecitadel.org or extra strength.
Actually, that's something else.
If you're liberal, you want to show people you're smarter than they are. Try something obscure and literary.
But please, no Pynchon references. Those are so pre-post, mid-post modern.
Step two, cash in.
In the old days, journalists had jobs at companies that paid them salaries in a manner that was all above board. Well, those limitations are gone.
If you've got a blog, more traffic means more ads means more money. So it's your responsibility to attract readers with exclusive, compelling content. Like, say, my four-part insinuation about the Speaker of the House. Dennis Hastert shaves junk? That'll keep them reading until they punch the monkey.
Don't have the patience to get rich a quarter penny at a time? Why not sell your credibility in bulk? To the government.
Syndicated columnist Maggie Gallagher came out for marriage and earned $21,000 from the Department of Health and Human Services. CNN pundit Armstrong Williams plugged No Child Left Behind and made $240,000 from the Department of Education.
And if you're good, you can work your plugs in so seamlessly, no one will know.
March 20th, 2003.
Well, Rob, what can you tell us tonight about the scene in Baghdad?
Well, John, the insurgency is active.
And he's wearing
water and electricity.
A sandwich board that has an ad on it.
I made $75 for that, plus sandwiches. Okay, let's put it all together.
Step three, go to work.
Now I'm ready to become a new journalist. So say goodbye to Rob Corddry. And say hello to Dino Ironbody, Freedom Liberty News.
Wednesday, 9 a.m., City Hall press conference.
I would say that I don't think that's likely.
And they go to a real press conference.
About that. I mean, look, I, unfortunately, the city council cannot rezone.
Mr. Speaker, Dino Ironbody, how do you feel about the president's awesome plan to privatize Social Security?
I am not such a big fan of the president's plan to privatize Social Security.
Yeah.
I'm going to blog the crap out of this.
Generations, and we ought to stick with something that works.
All right, folks, and then it went on and on. But notice, all the people, you know, out there planning false news and putting out propaganda and infiltrating the alternative media, It's all White House paid. Howard Dean got to have an alternative look. You know, paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to existing bloggers and alternative news sites. I mean, they all do it, and then they talk about Armstrong Williams and other people being paid off. I mean, these are big establishment people, and then try to associate it with the alternative media. And sure, the alternative media is full of a lot of garbage, but the point is that it's alternative, and there's every flavor, you know, in the rainbow times a thousand. And it's up to you to go check it out and look at it and research it and go to the source documents and history for yourself. And that's what these search engines, you know, these access to the libraries of the world on demand have helped us do. And that's why the 9/11 story is completely falling apart. Now, here is the chief engineer who did die shortly after 9/11. Here he is on PBS shortly before 9/11 talking about how the buildings were designed, as Yamasaki and others said on record, and we have those articles in the film, that it was designed to take multiple hits and shouldn't collapse from it. It was over-engineered. So here is that clip.
The building was designed to have a fully loaded 707 crash into it. That was the largest plane at the time. I believe that the building probably could sustain multiple impacts of jetliners because this structure is like the mosquito netting on your screen door, this intense grid, and the jet plane is just a pencil puncturing that screen
net.
Right. It really does nothing.
Really does nothing to the structure. I'm sorry, we cut off that last part. Play it again. Sorry, I thought it was over. Play it again, please. Here it is.
The building was designed to have a fully loaded 707 crash into it. That was the largest plane at the time. I believe that the building probably could sustain multiple impacts of jetliners because this structure is like the mosquito netting on your screen door, this intense grid, and the jet plane is just a pencil puncturing that screen netting. It really does nothing to the screen netting.
You're not supposed to question authority in it.
And again, that clip Anthony Hilder put in his video that you can watch, 911, the biggest lie ever sold, that's for PrisonPlanet.tv members. And, you know, I didn't even put that clip in martial law. There's just too much to put in there. I spend maybe 45 seconds on the engineers saying, I mean, all of them. I mean, the underwriters, heads of universities, the designer of it, the engineer of it, on and on and on. But then we do spend about a minute or two on the Madrid building that burned for 2 days with 100-foot white flame shooting out. It didn't collapse, folks. None of the support columns even got damaged. You know, very small little roof supports, about an inch around, those did bend. But none of the main support columns, because that's just white-hot flames at around 2,000 degrees. Steel doesn't start melting till 3,000. That's just the facts. And jet fuel doesn't get anywhere near 2,000 degrees. But, again, it's all covered in the film, folks. You've just got to see it for yourself. Let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Joe in Texas, go ahead. Thanks for holding.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
Let's make every day a bad day for the New World Order. Got a quick comment and then a question. The comment is on the Art Bell show.
Yes.
And I'm not defending the show because I think it was poorly done. But I don't know who told you that you were challenged on air to call in, but you were not. I've listened to the show three times, and I dropped a copy of the audio off, the full audio off.
Yeah, I heard that got dropped off by the office. Thank you. I'm going to try to listen to it.
Yeah.
I listened to small portions online. I just haven't had 3.5 hours to listen to it.
Well, I just edited it down, the complete show. You can get it. It's a 110-minute tape. But I understand you're a busy man, but whoever told you you were challenged on air is giving you bad information.
Well, you heard that. Have you been listening? Callers have said that. Callers have also said that the lady calls in and says, I'm an anti-Semite, and that
yes.
was, is that said?
That there is a woman in the last segment who does call you an anti-Semite, but neither Bell nor...
No, I understand, but it wasn't challenged. What about... all right, well, thank you for that information.
I have a quick question.
Okay.
If you could discuss, you've kind of hinted around it before, discuss the waking up process for people, because, you know, when you make this breakthrough and you start to look at this information, it changes your reality. And I wondered if you could discuss your feelings on that.
Well, I mean, how I woke up or the process of waking up?
Yeah, the process of waking up and what it does to your reality.
Well, it's different for every person, depending on your genetics, how you were raised, you know, nature and nurture. But, you know, people have the courage when they are faced with facts to then deal with the reality. I mean, most people don't want to believe the world has these bad things happening in it. Most people are not, you know, just psychopaths themselves. So they see the world kind of through their lens, and so they can't believe that other people think and operate like this. So they kind of have that defense mechanism in them to where they can't deal with it. But for a lot of people who wake up, you know, it's like being told you have cancer. At first, you're in denial. But, I mean, it's a huge topic, a giant area of discussion. Do you have anything else you want to add? I mean,
just have a great day and keep up the great work. And the film, the latest film, is wonderful.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the call. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Homosexuals control Bush, White House, Russian paper, Moscow Gazette reports, and from the information they cover in this article, I mean, it's all been piecemeal in our mainstream media here. The notorious Gannon, a well-known American homosexual pornographer, and also a close worker with the Republicans in the White House that basically ran a madam service for homosexuals, is revealing everything about the powerful ring of homosexuals that now are controlling the President Bush. Gannon made many secret tape recordings while he was a front reporter for the right-wing Republicans at the White House. These tapes, which clearly show the influence of powerful perverts inside the most advanced of the American political circles, were made secretly by Gannon over a two-year period. With the assistance of a literary agent, Gannon has offered these most revealing and most private conversations to a Russian publishing company, offices in Malaysia, and it is confidently stating that a very dynamic and revealing book will be produced in the coming future. Gannon claims intimate connections with not only Mr. Bush, but also with top leaders of the Republican Party, and most especially acting as connection with the very powerful and controlling American Christian militant organizations. He claims that several very famous Christian leaders are also homosexual, and that these work together with others in high political circles. One reporter advises that both Russian and English language editions of the book will be printed, and that promises to be an important study of the true and inner workings of the leadership of American government. And, folks, we know. I mean, we know they bus in male prostitutes and male porn stars at Bohemian Grove. That's mainstream news. New York Post, Associated Press, Spy Magazine, Parade Magazine. I mean, it's in, you know, we get into it for a few minutes in Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. My new film, when we get into the satanic elite, the Nazi satanic elite, literally, that controls our government and funded Hitler, and we get into that. And it's well known that Hitler was into this stuff and against Rome. And it's just the same thing. It's the same thing over and over and over and over again. In martial law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State covers this in detail. And the question is, we know this is going on, but Gannon may bring all this out, then it gets discredited on purpose. He may be working for them. He has been. We know he has been working for them. They know this has already been coming out. Many people were working on it with prestigious publications. So have Gannon bring it out, then have it be false info Gannon brings out, discredit that. That's what I think is going on here. Because he'd be dead if this was real. I mean, again, a gas man would blow up, his plane would crash, he'd die of a heart attack, he'd commit suicide, and that'd be the end of it. Though we are getting reports that people surrounding this case are starting to arc inside themselves or die mysteriously. Or it could be another group in the global crime syndicate that is using him to do this to leverage and blackmail Bush. I don't know. I don't know the case, but I do know this stuff goes on. And it's big in Texas government at the highest levels. And this is how they control people. I mean, this is admitted. You know, why would Rupert Murdoch, the New York Post, come out with, you know, top gay porn star services moguls at Bohemian Grove? Well, again, to leverage people. Why is this? These people fight with each other. They're a pack of gangsters. And look at the New Jersey governor. He has to leave office, but the prominent Republican congressman in California, same stuff, comes out. It's admitted, L.A. Times. Nothing happens. And you're an evil commie who's against family values if you're against it. If you're against homosexual orgies, you're a liberal. If you're for them, if you're for open borders, if you're for banning guns like Arnold is and others, you're a conservative. If you pose for gay porno mags like Arnold, you're a conservative. I mean, it's just across the board, folks. So I'm against, you know, the gay porno mags and our leaders posing for them, but that's because I'm liberal. I'm against gun control because I'm liberal. We've got to learn the new lingo here in the double thing. War is peace, ignorance is strength, and freedom is slavery. We'll be back with the second hour, a ton of news, your calls. PrisonPlanet.tv is the website.